From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian state media showed Saturday dozens of families leaving besieged rebel-held neighborhoods in the city of Aleppo. The move came after the government opened safe corridors for civilians and fighters who want to leave. State TV showed dozens of women and children arriving at the Saladin neighborhood. State news agency Sana said that civilians later boarded buses and were taken to shelters set up by the government on the western side of Aleppo. Opposition activists denied reports that Aleppo residents were leaving rebel-held neighborhoods of the city. They said that state media was attempting to falsely suggest that civilians were fleeing the area in large numbers. Russia proposed Thursday that four humanitarian corridors be opened to let civilians and disarmed fighters leave the besieged city. The Syrian government also said there would be an amnesty for any fighters who surrendered within the next 3 months. Russia's Federal Security Service, the FSB, said that the computer networks of about 20 Russian organizations, government agencies, and defense contractors have been infected with malware designed for cyber espionage. The FSB said in a statement on its website Saturday that the virus and the way the networks were infected bear similar characteristics to software used in high-profile cyber espionage cases in Russia and worldwide. Russia's intelligence agency did not say who is suspected of being behind the attacks. The announcement came after recent reports of cyber attacks on the U.S. Democratic National Committee and the fundraising committee for Democratic Party candidates for the U.S. House of Representatives. This is VOA News.